morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, welcome to you also. And we love you, and we're so glad to be with you another week. Obviously, very interesting times, if nothing else, that we're in the middle of. Today, March 23rd, is a very special anniversary, and of course, we're going to mention it here in America. One of my favorite quotes about the Founding Fathers, not from the Founding Fathers, but about the Founding Fathers, outside of the Revolutionary Era, one of my absolute favorite quotes about that time came from Robert Frost right before his death. He said, in, I think it was Life magazine or Time. Yes, it was, pretty sure it was Life magazine or Time, but I think it was Life. Very, pretty sure. He said, our founding fathers did not believe in the future. They believed the future in. And on this day, 245 years ago, Patrick Henry went into a meeting, a very contentious meeting. And many people on some side were saying, well, we need to reconcile with the British. Others were saying, well, we need to negotiate. They're going to reconcile with us, that kind of thing. Let's negotiate and get a better term. And he stood up and gave the greatest speech in the history of the United States of America. One of the greatest speeches ever recorded. Ever. There were at least four certainly very key points to it. He talked about the delusion of hope. That what about British behavior would give us any indication that this is going to be a peaceful resolution, that we have a delusion of hope. We hold to that siren of hope when we shouldn't. You know, why are we trusting them? Two, that some say we are weak, but we are not weak. In fact, if we're united in liberty, we're undefeatable. Three, that God would raise up friends to fight our battles for us. I mean, this was a complete plea straight from the Bible, straight from Deuteronomy and the promise on the house of Israel. Without question, there is an unbreakable link in the history to the tribes of Western Europe, to the United States, to the people there, to their fervency. Anybody who tells you different, if it wasn't the overt signal for revolution, it was definitely the undercurrent of revolution. They do not know what they are talking about. They do not know history. And so he stood up and says, I know not what course others may take. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. Is life so dear? Is peace so sweet to be purchased at the price of chains or slavery? That is the American ideal. Of course, a little over a year later, the Declaration of Independence was written by five people, primarily Thomas Jefferson, just days before Patrick Henry's speech. Undoubtedly, he was influenced by the event where he came. This is a secret meeting, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He came through to meet in Richmond. They weren't going to meet in the Capitol because they wanted to have seclusion, and they didn't want the British to find out. He came to Culpeper, Virginia, and a man was being whipped very brutally. His back was exposed. His bones, ribs were exposed. And he saw this, and at night, or that evening, as the sun went down, the British gave him opportunity. Will you relent? He would not. They put him in jail that night. They brought him back the next day. They whipped him again mercilessly. And they asked him several times, will you relent? Will you give in? Will you give in? He would not. And Patrick Henry asked, well, what is it? What in the world is this man's crime where he's getting flogged to death like Jesus, you know, before the crucifixion? And he was told, he was one of 12 preachers in the area that refused to take a license to preach. So what was openly talked about in the 1740s, 50s, and 60s in the United States, Britain had realized that this talk, this spirit of liberty, this idea, this concept that we're created in God's image and connected to God, this had to be controlled and had to be controlled fast because it was fomenting revolution. So it was contradictory to the time and what they were seeing. And the preacher was given one last chance. Will you take this license? Will you go under the crown for your ability to preach? And he rose up, I guess, maybe being a little dramatic, but rose up in his last act, certainly, on this earth. And he says, if God gave me the call to preach, I do not need the permission of man. Stunning. And then they proceeded to whip him until he had no breath left in his body. Undoubtedly, that event shaped Patrick Henry's mindset as he went to that meeting just days later. This is America, United, ladies and gentlemen. This is the United States. This is our inheritance. This is our birthright, all the way connected to who we are and our creation. So there you go. A very special day in the history of the United States of America. The greatest speech ever given, ever recorded on this continent is that speech, Patrick Henry, March 23rd, 1775, just less than a month before the shot heard around the world. So there you go. Great broadcast today. Michael Snyder from economiccollapseblog.com. I've been waiting to have him on. I'm really glad he has very provocative and interesting articles. We'll talk to him about that. Obviously get his take on what's going on here. Jay, Crypto Jay, he's waiting right now. Now, we had him on about a week or so ago, I think it was. Got a lot of response. Some people even emailed him. Some people questioned him and prayed for his soul, prayed for his soul too. I mean, we've had all across the board. I have come to know him. I've come to really appreciate him and consider him somewhat of a friend, and hopefully I get the chance to meet him someday, and we're very happy to have him on, and we'll get into that. He's been a successful entrepreneur his entire adult life, a very successful trader for the last 15 years, certainly in Forex market, and then more recently crypto market. He is very connected. He has a lot of very good information, and he's going to tell us something that we need to know about the future, about the markets, about cryptos, about what all this means. You may not know crypto from schmipto, but you need to understand, I think you do, to understand what is going on behind the scenes at Wall Street and why this is so important to them. So that's why we're bringing Crypto Jay here. Crypto Jay, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Yeah, very good to have you, my
Appreciate
friend.
Appreciate you having me on again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start, you know, went into this a little bit. Let's just start with the basics for people. This may be the first time they've heard you. This may be the second time. Just really basic, really quickly, Reader's Digest version. What is a cryptocurrency and why do people need to understand what it is?
Well, the easiest way to understand it is just to understand how, you know, we used to have pictures we held in our hand. And now we have digital pictures. I mean, even the oldest of the old, like my own grandmother, 95 years old, she has a cell phone, she has an iPad, and she looks at everything on there. She looks at her pictures, she looks at it all. We used to do, you know, we used to write checks, and we used to, you know, use cash money, and now everybody's using QR codes, and they're using, you know, credit cards as a digital transaction. We used to have music that was on record players, although I see that's kind of having a little bit of a comeback, but, you know, digital's gone, you know, music's gone digital as well. And so what this is internet money and it is digital currency. So if you can wrap your mind around it with those pictures, I think you'll see that this is a progression that's been going on. And now it's just moving into money. And the neatest thing I think people should understand about it is that it actually, for the first time in the history of the world, it is a money that is programmable. And so to further that thought a little bit, cryptocurrency is really initiated to get rid of two professions. It's initiated to get rid of the traditional banking system. Not that banks are going away by any means. I said the traditional banking system. It's also designed to get rid of lawyers. And the reason why is because when you can program money and put it on a blockchain where you can't lie, steal, or cheat, all of a sudden, you don't really need a lawyer. So, for example, let's use an example between you and me. Let's say I wanted to buy some of your food and I wanted to pay you in cryptocurrency. We could actually, for less than $2 or $3, we could actually buy what's called a smart contract on the internet, programmable money, and in that contract, we can design it to do a transaction between you and me. Maybe I wanted to buy like a whole truckload of your food, right? So it's thousands of dollars. And, you know, I'm wanting to pay you in cryptocurrency, so we set the contract up to where, you know, you do your part, I do my part, everything's uploaded to the contract, and the minute it does, the contract releases all the funds. And so when you can do stuff like that, and there's already been, here in the United States, there's already been 28 homes that have been sold and purchased this way, where you didn't even really even need a closing. Everything was done through a smart contract. and people didn't even have to meet each other in a boardroom. And so you can kind of see the progression of where this will go. But I think the question, does that answer the question you think about explaining what is cryptocurrency? It's actually not coins. Everybody calls it coins, and so they think it's something you can hold in your hand. It's not. It's a digitized money. And really, in this world, a lot of people have what they call wallets. And one of the big misunderstandings about wallets is people think that your wallet is where your money is. And that's not true either. Your wallet is where you view your money that's sitting in the blockchain. And that blockchain technology to date cannot be hacked, cannot be broken into, cannot be stolen. I'm not saying it won't ever be, but right now you can't do that. And here's what's so great about it. It's the first ever money that is unconfiscatable. You cannot confiscate cryptocurrency.
Yeah, that was excellent. I think that was an excellent beginning. Let me go, when I've heard this, and I've heard this certainly in emails from our listeners, and, the thoughts crossed my mind. When Bitcoin was first touted and first came to my consciousness, sometime after 2013, it was touted as, this is a destruction of the Federal Reserve System. This is a secret currency. This is a way to get out of the system kind of thing. And now as we've gone further, you can kind of see how that may be true, yes, to some extent, but it's so the flip side can be the total opposite and can be a total control grid on the money, depending how it's used, depending how it's applied. For people sitting at home and maybe going back and forth in their mind, where do you fit on that discussion? What do you see?
So, that's an interesting question, because what led me to cryptocurrency was I thought for the first time ever, here was this tool that was going to, take down that system that I don't like so much, right? We'll just kind of leave it at that. So I thought it was going to actually be the system that now brought, truth and revolution and all those things into, having real money for the first time ever, and having money that's not seizable, money that you can't keep printing over and over again, so you're putting a deflationary currency up against an inflationary currency. And when you do that, the inflationary currency loses every single time, which is why, Bitcoin has already hit $20,000 in 10 years, and the dollar is still, let's say less than 10 cents, okay? So, but that's what kind of led me to this, but it was by getting involved in it and whatever, for whatever reason, I think maybe it was God's plan. I've just had so many doors opened up to me, and I now see it from two perspectives. I see that through the technology and in the crypto space, what we like to use is a term called software eating the world. And that's what's happening. I mean, Jeff Bezos doesn't have hundreds of thousands of employees. He has hundreds of thousands of robots, and then he has some employees that keep up with the robots, okay? So that, again, is software eating the world. They now have the first ever McDonald's that's totally run. The entire store is run by one person because robots do the whole thing. So that's software eating the world. And so you're gonna see that more and more through the crypto arena. And I can't stop that. Okay. I can't say, it's no good because of that. I don't like that aspect of it. Okay. But I also don't like the aspect that money was brought all about on planet Earth, and it put people in bondage from that day forward anyway. So, there's a lot of things I don't like, I can't change. But going back to your question, today I do view it a lot differently. I view it in a way where I see that it is a vehicle that's been put in place that, yes, there's portions of it that go right along with the ideology that there's more and more in slavery, right, in humanity and in general, not just Americans, not just Christians, but in humanity. And I see that part of it. But I also see that there's a whole side of this, there's like a beehive of people out there working with no leadership. Nobody telling them what to do. They're working all over the planet, putting all this brain juice in. And right now, there's actually this new little portion of cryptocurrency that's popping up that to me is like, there's another big, there's another big window of hope right there. And what it's called, Daniel, it's called the unstoppable web. And let me expand on that. First of all, am I going along the lines you want to go?
This is fantastic. I just wanted to address those concerns. Yes. I think that the opportunity for hope that you're bringing up now, this unstoppable web is, I mean, everybody's listening. Their ears should perk up right now. Go ahead, Jay.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. And mine did too. So there's a couple companies that have already launched their business. One of them is a company called Filecoin. Filecoin did a ICO, which stands for an initial coin offering, back in 2017. They still have not brought their product to market, but they're about to here between April and June. And one of the things they do is they do a decentralized network of hard drive space. So they've built this network on the blockchain where you can tie into, let's say, for example, on my computer, I just bought the brand newest MacBook Pro 16 when it came out a few months ago, and I got the 6 terabyte hard drive. Well, I'll probably never use a whole terabyte of that hard drive, but I can actually place my hard drive on the blockchain network, and now people that want to host a website can host their website, and all their information is hosted from my computer. Now, what that means is my computer just became essentially kind of a node. And I don't want to go into trying to explain what a node is, but basically no. The way crypto works and what keeps crypto so secure all over the world is that, number one, this is not a United States movement. It's a global movement. It's happening everywhere. The IMF is already involved. They own a coin called Litecoin. Just last week, the Bank of England came out and said, we're exploring the production of our own digital currency. You know, the United States has already put this meme out 4 or 5 times in the last year. So as this unfolds, having an unstoppable web where you could have a domain address that cannot be shut down, because here's the thing. Currently, most people are turning to the big box stores for their web services. So, for example, AWS, Amazon Web Service, tons of people use that, including the CIA. Interesting enough, $600 million contract. And there's also, you know, lots of other services out there where you can go and get that big box store feel to host your website. But guess what? If all of a sudden you're saying something they don't want you to say, the money stops coming in on that website. All that's shut down. All your freedom of speech is shut down. And so what this one particular side of crypto that's just about to come forward and be birthed is this unstoppable domain name that can't be stopped because it's not sitting on your traditional IPS. It's totally different. Then you're going to have the ability to host your website from nodes, millions of them placed all over the planet. And most of those nodes sit behind a VPN, very private network, and now all of a sudden you have a business that you're running on the web, or in your case, maybe a show that you're running on the web, and you don't want the risk of ever having that shut down, and you'll be able to do that through a system like this. And this is not the only one. There's a whole group of probably 15 or 20 businesses that are birthing at exactly the same time that'll all be doing this very service.
I am fascinated by this. I'm fascinated by, it's almost like with technology, the tighter the grip, it's like then the Play-Doh starts slipping through your knuckles. It starts oozing through your knuckles. It's like these things keep popping up and slipping through and greater possibilities come out of it. This is what you just said is fantastic. I mean, I don't know if our audience understands what that means. I don't fully understand what it means. I have some idea because, you know, we deal with our website getting hacked and problems and this, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine that we didn't have to worry about what we said? You know, some of the things that we don't, our YouTube channel was completely annihilated. You know that. All these things that we worry about, can you imagine having the security and independence on a network where we didn't have to worry about that? And you see that is game changing to me in this, especially what we're doing.
Yeah. And there's also, just since you mentioned it, there's already a coin being created. Not a lot of people know about this, but the guy who created YouTube, he had a team of people And then, you know, they got sucked into the same old thing that most people do, where some big company like Google comes
money.
Along and flashes money.
They got sucked in by money, Jay.
Yeah. They got flashed the big B word. Here's billions of dollars. Let us take this over. And now, of course, you know, companies like Google are censoring everybody on every topic. And so these guys, to combat that and realizing the error of their ways, they've created a new company that they're building on a blockchain where you're going to have decentralized, uncensored data and content that you can put out. And they've actually already signed a contract that this particular application will be put on, starting in 2020. It goes out on every single Samsung, Sony, Vizio, all the TVs as part of the smart web TV. It's already there.
And, wow.
This particular company is going to be a massive, massive company. And it's the whole entire same team that originally created YouTube that then sold out for the money. And now they saw what's happened to their baby that they originally created so people could have that free speech. And so they're coming back now and doing it on the blockchain. So it's not all bad. And I think what a lot of people tend to do, Daniel, is they'll put something in a box when they first hear about it, and they'll go, oh, well, that reminds me of Revelations, you know, for example. And what I would say to people is to maybe just open your mind a little bit, because you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And so there's a lot of good here. There's a lot of bad here, for sure, that I've been able to see, expose, and keep myself away from. But there's a tremendous amount of good here. And I know a lot of people are scared, too, because they start thinking about things like one world currency. And what I would express to your listeners is there's a really good possibility, if we open our mind up today, that we have already been in a one world currency.
Yeah,
that
no
one
joke.
World currency is called Visa. You can go anywhere in the world, and digitally make a transaction with a Visa card, and it transposes the exchange rate between where you happen to be and what your native currency is, and you never do a thing. And so with that digital card, which, by the way, has a chip in it, and that chip is an RFID chip tracking your location. So I'm just saying, don't be so scared and don't be so closed-minded that you don't get an opportunity to participate in what I believe. I'll say this, I've said this to you many times behind the scenes. I believe the largest transfer of wealth, and the Bible talks about this too, that has ever happened in humanity is taking place right now. And my goal is not to make people fearful. It's not to hurt people's feelings. My goal is to help people see that there's enough good here that it can help you and your future and your family's future. Because, you know, I've told you this before. I don't know that we said this on your show. But, Daniel, I got into cryptocurrency when I saw it. I really raced into it thinking this was going to be, oh, this is the freedom and this is everything I ever wanted it to be. And we're going to take down the banks and we're going to take down governments and there's going to be no lawyers and blah, 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 right? So I was rushing into this. And I took a big, huge leap of faith. But in doing that, I made 10 lifetimes worth of money. So you talk about, you go back to, you know, setting up something for your family's family, right? You talk about being able to do true religion where you help widows and you help orphans and you do different things around the world. This was where my heart was. Is I was sitting here going, wait a minute, I just did this. This just opens up every dream I've ever had to want to help people, when you can open up your checkbook and not have to even think about the balance and go, let me just help. There's a need right here, and let me help. And that just touched me dearly.
This is the time where we usually have a break, but we're going to go. Are you okay, Jay? We're just going to go through with no break. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah. I don't need a break.
Okay. All right. Look, I know you're just getting warmed up. I know you. This is nothing. For me to bring something like this to the show and this information, one, I want to make people clear. This is not financial advice. I don't want you to take it as financial advice. This is opportunity. This is information. This is perspective. I do a lot of research, obviously. I have a lot of contacts, maybe that the audience and a lot of access to people that the audience doesn't. I feel it's extremely important that you, ladies and gentlemen, understand behind the scenes what is going on Wall Street. What is going on? I'm tired of people getting manipulated. I'm tired of people getting the, you know, the three-card Monty on them. I want people to be ahead of the game, and I think that your information is so transformative in one way. It's also ahead of the curve, and I think you're the type of person who has the right heart to deliver this information. Because, you know, it's just like going to a coin dealer. I've told you, like, there's lots of coin dealers that I would never touch with a 10-foot pole. But people that have a good heart, they're not going to screw you over. That's the way I feel about Jay. And so that's why I brought Jay here. And he's very connected and has a lot of information. Please, Jay, give people an understanding of maybe what is going on behind the scenes at Wall Street concerning cryptos that we don't know right now. Give them a little peek at that.
Yeah, and let's do this too. You know, I think this is a perfect time to take 60 seconds and say this. I do not take money off of people, meaning that people don't send me their money and then I get crypto for them. I have a service where I help people navigate the waters of crypto very, very inexpensively. I've got a very private group. They're all, you know, 40 plus years old. And this group is a tight knit group. They're connected together via the internet. So we're leveraging technology to the max. And when you hear those people talk about me, they will tell you unequivocally that this man has served us and served us and served us and served us and given us level 5 exchange all the way. So I just want to be clear to people. I'm not looking for your money. I don't want your money. I want to bring awareness to the space, and that is it. Because there's a lot of people right now, including some of my own family, that are hurting. Their pensions have been robbed. Their retirements have been robbed. They've had 401ks that have now just been cut in half in the last 2 weeks, and there's nothing they can do about it. That's another big Ponzi. You know, now we have virus on top of that, right? So I want to help people, period, end of story. There's been a few people in your audience that sent me emails and had a question or two about how to do something. And I've already emailed them and said, oh, this is a really easy one. Here's all the information you need, and really you don't need any service that I offer. Just do this part right here and you'll be great. And I sent it to him on email. I am here to help. So anyway, going back to what's happening, and I hope that 60 seconds was
I'm glad. I'm very glad that you said that. Let me interject. I'm very glad that you said that, Jay. I got some of those emails where people were very, you know, questioning you, or we'll address the private nature that you have. We'll address that here in a minute. But, Lazy, I would not bring you, Jay. What am I trying to say? I don't know him extremely well, but I know his heart, and I know, you know, talking to him and getting a feel for him and his knowledge and his connections and this information, I feel is very important right now. So no matter what you do or don't do with this information, I think you need to be aware of it, and I would take it that way. So go ahead. The environment, what is going on from your contacts behind the scenes that we don't know about?
Give you an example of what's taking place. Right now, we're about to enter a time in history completely unprecedented. It's never happened. And what that's going to be is, in the crypto space, we call this the tokenization of everything. And to give your listeners an example of what that might mean, so right now, any person that wants to can go to a broker of any kind, stock broker, you can get an online account, and you can buy, for example, Exxon stock. And what's fixing to happen right now, and it's already taking place, there's already 74 of the largest stocks on the New York Stock Exchange are already being traded on a blockchain. And blockchain technology is cryptocurrency. So what's happening next, now that they've put the platforms in place, is they're going to go to what's called tokenization. So let's just say, for example, you don't like Exxon because Exxon creates a big carbon footprint and they're into oil and they're the big oil tycoon and blah, blah, blah. But let's say you thought to yourself, well, gee, I really like what they're doing with wind energy. I really like what they're doing in the green space. Wish I could just invest in that. That's about to happen. Instead of having one stock, that you will invest in and say, hey, I own Exxon. You'll be able to literally take Exxon, which has 37 different subsidiaries, and they're going to break that into 37 different tokens, a token no different than a coin, and you'll now be able to invest in certain pieces of Exxon without investing in another piece. And so I'm giving this example to help people understand not only what's coming, but also when they do this, this will fuel the expansion that's taking place in money. So in case your listeners haven't really been keeping up with it, there's an expansion of money on planet Earth. Have you guys noticed that over the last 5 years, about all you hear anymore is, well, there was 100 billion this, or there was 1.2 trillion that. Well, if we're in a country that only owns $11 billion worth of gold, how can you put $7 trillion worth of money into the system in 1 week, like they did last week? Right? So what I want people to see here is there's an expansion of money happening globally. And as that expansion takes place, part of it is the tokenization of everything, because what this will do to Exxon, for example, is it'll take them from being a market cap company of maybe $80 billion today, and you'll turn around, and in just a few years, there'll be a market cap of potentially, you know, say $600 billion, right? And so they're going to tokenize birth certificates. They're going to tokenize driver's license. They're going to tokenize passports. If you get a speeding ticket on the road, you get pulled over and get a speeding ticket, it'll be tokenized. They're going to tokenize personalities. For example, the Mona Lisa. Not everybody has the money to buy a Mona Lisa. But you know, you might be interested in art and think to yourself, "Oh, I wish I could always own some Mona Lisa." Well, now when they tokenize Mona Lisa, and this is coming too, they're going to take Mona Lisa, create a token for it, and allow, let's say, 1 million people to buy in on a token at whatever the price is, and then those tokens are traded and shared for 20 years. And at the end of 20 years, you might have bought your token way back here for $1,000, and 20 years later, your token is now worth $92,000, for example, because it's been traded the whole time. Wow. So the tokenization of everything is coming right now. And this transfer, that's what I keep saying to people about this transfer of wealth. There is a massive transfer of wealth taking place. I always imagined it to be a different way because I've read about this. I've been to theology school. I'm very, very well versed. I've read my Bible 12 times, front ways, back ways, just the red letters. I've been studying this book for the most part of my adult life. And I always thought this would be different than what it's coming out as, right? But here it is. And there's a transfer of wealth taking place right now. And I believe that's for the just.
What do you mean? It's for the just. Say that again, or explain that.
I apologize. I just dropped my headset. My apologies. Say that again.
you said something about it's for the just. It's for the just. What did you mean by that? You said something to that extent.
Well, I think that the transfer of wealth is meant to be for the just, meaning that if I look around the world, I see everyday, average, normal people in every walk of life, not just America, that would really choose to just live a peaceful life, a life of tranquility, a life of abundance, all those things, right, that I think we have promises for. And then I see another group of people trying to keep that from taking place. And I think I alluded to this last time on your show, but if I didn't, people will hear it today for the first time. In 2017, which was at the end of a two-year bull market in cryptocurrency. By the way, that was the third time that crypto had expanded like this. So this was the third really big bull market. Not the first time it ever happened. Not like it's only ever happened once. It's happened three times. It's about to happen again. But during that time, here's what I witnessed. I got into crypto in May of 2017. At the time I got in, cryptocurrency was creating a new millionaire. We're talking about the average everyday Joe who just decided, hey, I'm going to put some of my money in crypto. It was creating a new millionaire like that when I first got in, about every 2 hours, excuse me, about every 2 weeks. At the end of that year, cryptocurrency was creating a new millionaire every 2 hours. Tons of people wow. I know that used to just be everyday ordinary people, they now are worth millions. Why is that important? I'm a believer, okay? I'm a believer. I'll just tell you, I'm a believer. Here's what I'm a believer of. I'm a believer that people who have a good heart will do good things with money. They'll do great things with money. People that have a bad heart will do bad things with money. That's what I believe. And so, therefore, I see a lot of good people coming into this money and being able to do good, unbelievable things. Last year, I showered my parents with things they absolutely needed. I didn't have to look in my checkbook and go, can I afford to do this? It was on my heart to help two people that believed in a system that's broken, and now they're all these years down the way, and I want the tail end of their life to be unbelievable. So you see, that's not about my special car. That's not about my house. That's about someone else outside of me. And so that's why that becomes important to me, to help people do this. I'm not interested in helping people that are just full of greed and full of all kinds of emotions that, you know, would just cause them to do really silly things with that kind of money. In fact, I teach on this all the time. I'm interested in having an army of people that have the money in their account because they were participating in this transfer of wealth, and they can actually make a difference. Even as a group, they can make a difference because now you have power with numbers.
Let me interject.
Does that make sense? What
absolutely.
Do you mean by the just?
Yeah, we got absolutely. We got about 15, 16 minutes left in the interview. Let me ask you a little more quicker hitting questions. There's a few topics I want to get to. Just yes or no.
Okay.
Would it be fair to say that Wall Street is extremely invested in cryptos and they are way ahead of the public on this?
Yes, and Congress.
And Congress. Now, despite, you know, Jamie Dimon famously come out and saying, well, Bitcoin's a scam, it's going to zero, despite what they tell us in the news.
Despite what they tell us, 3 days after that happened, he was the largest buyer of Bitcoin in China. They have a big, huge bank in China called JP Morgan. And over there, he was the third largest buyer of crypto 3 days after he told the American people that this was a scam. You can look that up. It's all over the web. It's just not all over CNBC.
Now, we've had quite a lot of conversations. I don't know what you want to say or don't say. I've told our audience you're extremely connected. I have very good connections. And some of the responses I've gotten from the audience would be like, well, if he's so connected by this, by these people, why are they even letting him speak? So you've told us a lot of things. You know, we'll address those in a second. Why would your contacts let you tell the public these things if they're trying to hide it from the public?
You know, if you don't mind, Daniel, I'm going to use mine in your example. When you and I met via a friend, thank you for that, Greg, again.
Absolutely, Greg.
It's been a great friendship for me already, okay? And, in fact, my son ordered, before you ran out of product, my son ordered like a 45-day thing of your product, too, on your website. Cause I told him, I said, go get it right here from Daniel. And but anyway, when we met, you know, you and I were talking privately on a closed telephone line. And I would tell you things, and you would say to me, man, can I say that on the air? And I would say, no, please don't say that on the air. I'm telling you that between you and me. And then you'd say, okay, and I'd tell you something else, and you'd say, well, is that something I can say on the air? I've never heard that before. And I'd go, yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of these things, if people are looking, you know, if they're actually looking, you can find this stuff right on the web. So when it's once it becomes public knowledge, I might be saying something that's the first time your listeners have ever heard it, ever come into their ear gate. But actually, if they went and looked, just because it wasn't broadcast on CNBC and CNN and Fox News, they've never heard it. But if you go doing research and look for it, you'll find it's there. Just like if you go look to see about the Bank of England this week, you'll see it's there.
Well,
is that a good example of
that's absolutely a good way to answer. You know, Jay doesn't tell me everything that he hears from these people, I'm sure. And I don't tell you, ladies and gentlemen, everything I hear from Jay. I don't tell you everything I hear from my other contacts. I had two really strong contacts and another one kind of pieced this together. what it's been, probably 2-3 weeks ago now, 4 weeks ago maybe. I don't know. Time has gone really fast. But I told you to get toilet paper. I told you that imagine a big circle and imagine concentric circles getting tighter and tighter and tighter around us with restrictions to travel and these kind of things. This is an outgrowth of, in large part, to a conversation I had with Jay. This is what's on the horizon. This is what he's been told. This is what I've been told. This is why we've tried to prepare you and try to tell you these things so you know. You've been extremely accurate so far, and you've been quick to remind me, hey, not everything, you know, you're not a prophet, you know, you're not God, and some things don't come to pass that these people are planning, what have you. I think that's important to address. But what do you see on the short term now so people can look and maybe judge some of this and see, make sense of what we're seeing with this virus? What do you see as a result of this virus and the short-term ramifications?
Well, how about some good news on the virus?
Yes.
So some of the things I'm being told today is that we're probably going to peak on this virus in about 45 to 50 days. And then in about 5 to 6 weeks, right after we have that peaking period, is there going to be some more fear between now and then? I think there is. But, you know, it kind of goes back to what are the stories that you tell yourself? And the way I teach this is I tell the folks that I'm working with, and I don't call them followers. They're leaders. They're not followers. They're not following me anywhere. I don't call them, you know, I don't call them all these things that weird people do this on the internet. I don't do that. These are human beings that I respect, and they're very smart, intelligent people. But one of the things I tell them, Daniel, is I say to them, I say, listen, what are the stories you're telling yourself about your money? What are the stories you tell yourself about your health? What are the stories you tell yourself? And most people are telling themselves a story about themselves that's been given to them as a narrative. So what do we know about this virus? We know the only thing we know is the narrative that we're being given. And so in my way, I try to basically combat that just a little bit. And here's what I'm being told. Here's the narrative I'm being told. I'm being told that we're going to peak, and that when we peak, we're going to go through a kind of a period of what they're calling a cooling off period, right? And the stores are going to fill up with food again. You're going to be able to basically see what the aftermath is. And when you think about 45 or 50 days from now, in that time frame, yes, there's going to be some areas where they might actually have to say, hey, in this one area or in these three areas, we now have martial law, right? Or something that looks like martial law. That's not altogether a bad thing if, in fact, when they do that, there are human beings that are being humans and doing things they shouldn't be doing, and they won't adhere to things that are going to cause other people harm. That doesn't necessarily always mean it's a bad thing, right? I'm all for freedom in every aspect of the word. I mean, freedom runs through my veins. But if that needs to happen in, for example, Miami, or in, for example, New York, or in, for example, downtown Los Angeles, because people won't adhere to trying to combat getting rid of a virus, then yeah, I'm all for it. Let's do it. I'm not for locking people in their homes forever and ever and ever, and I don't see that happening, and my contacts are not telling me that's happening. They're telling me we're going to go through a period of time here. It's not going to be great. And when we come out the other side, you're going to have a period of revolution where you basically have to go, okay, what all about my old life has now changed, and what do I need to adjust for a new life? Because guess what, folks? The virus does not just go away. It continues to mutate. That's what viruses do. In fact, if you go to the World Health Organization and you pull up, they've got a picture on their site. They'll show you, for example, today 3,014 people will die today from tuberculosis. Today on planet Earth, 2,430 people will die from hepatitis B. 2,216 people will die from pneumonia, right? So you can go through those numbers and see all that. The point is, this is new. We've never had it before. Nothing has ever shut down a world economy before. And what I see coming forward, just from all the information I've been able to gather, is during that cooling off period, things will feel kind of normal again, or like they're getting back to normal, only to then get to, okay, what is the real aftermath of shutting down all the economies of the world at the same time? What is that aftermath? And everything I'm being told is we're going to be heading into a session of time where it's just not looking very good on the economy side. Just overall economy, anything you want to talk about, not looking good.
This is very important information for you to prepare, ladies and gentlemen, and to, you know, make decisions. Again, this is not financial advice. This is information for you.
And it's not to fear. It's not for fear.
No, please. But to make decisions and to, you know, kind of prepare and kind of, you know, I see it as this, put the virus aside, the health aspects. There's two aspects of this, the economic and the health. The economic, this is a major hit to the worldwide economy. And will that be worse than the health impact? I don't know, but it's going to be bad. And this is a shutdown and an economic hit on the United States of America. That's the way I see it. I don't know if you want to comment. We got about
every country.
Yeah, well, very great point. We got about 6 or 7 minutes left. People can get a hold of you at your email, jay@cryptotradecalls.com. They can just email you, say, hey, heard you on the Power Hour, would like to learn more. Jay can help teach you information about what, you know, what is a crypto, so you want to learn more. He's got courses where you can inundate yourself so you can even know what crypto is, educational stuff to get involved with this. I was very reluctant at some point to introduce information like this and stuff to people. This is not financial advice, but I think that you need to know about it. I think that the shows and the people who keep this from you because of fear or, you know, God forbid, I mean, obviously the whole mark of the beast, all that hangs over everything that we see now. I mean, there's no question, but we're in a time of opportunity and this is an opportunity. So Jay at cryptotradecalls.com. You can also call the Power Mall. Jay sent over a video, I think, to Catherine this morning, and we'll have a video that we can email through email blast. You'll sign up for the email newsletter if you want to learn about that. I think this is very important. It could be life transforming. It's the crypto has transformed some people's lives. Give us an idea in the last 4 or 5 minutes, what you see on the short term, what your contacts are telling you. What does crypto mean in the next, you know, year, 18 months, 2 years?
So what I'm hearing across the board, and I actually get an opportunity to talk to what's called over-the-counter exchanges, and over-the-counter exchanges are those people that cater to institutional money, so big money. We're talking really big money. And I get an opportunity to hear from them. And everywhere I look across the board, we've got a very volatile year for 2020, a year where crypto goes to all-time new highs. And so, for example, in the world of Bitcoin, that means it's going above $20,000. Today you can buy Bitcoin for, I don't know, I think it's $4,300 or maybe it's $5,300.
It's in the 5 or 6 range, okay. Yeah. Yeah, 5,500,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, in the 5 or 6 range, yeah, somewhere in there. And there are lots of other cryptos that are just as equally important as Bitcoin today. Some of them are, you know, some of them are 15 cents. Like that one I mentioned to you that's going to replace YouTube. You can buy that one today for 7 cents. You know, there's other cryptocurrencies you can buy for $100, for $20. When Bitcoin goes to an all-time new high, it drags the – so basically it works like this. A rising tide, and the tide is Bitcoin, raises all ships. So not all of crypto goes up, but there is 200-300 out of 5,000 coins that are very, very important coins. IBM has their own coin. Microsoft has their own coin. Lots of companies coming out in the very near future. Amazon is about to release a new coin. You're going to have a new coin with Tesla, a new coin with Apple. So all this is taking place. But in this next short run, when you go to all-time new highs, some of those cryptos that are right now $22, they will be $500 and $600. I've already went through this once. I've already tracked it in the charts 3 different times. This is not just going to happen one time more. This is going to go on now for the next probably 4 or 5, 6 years, maybe 7 years. And then after that, this technology would have reached mass adoption and it will level off and it will not be the same. That next 6, 7, 8 years is going to be that transfer of wealth.
Quickly, we got about a minute and a half or so. Would it be fair to say that there will be people, in your opinion, who will invest $1,000, maybe over a couple of really well-placed coins, and that $1,000 will turn into $75,000 or $100,000 in the next couple of years? Do you think that, in your opinion, that will occur?
All day long.
Okay.
Well, there you go. All day long.
I've already
experienced it myself, and that's what's coming. It's just fixing to happen again, and actually the spark to go is May.
Well, there you go.
May.
Look for May.
Year. We can talk about that again next time on your show, but there's some things coming in May, and for the rest of this year, going to be big for crypto. Huge.
Call the Power Mall or email jay@cryptotradecalls.com. If you're interested in more information, this is not financial advice. This is information. You can make decisions. I feel very strongly that you need to be aware of what is going on with the value and the determination of currency in the world. This is very important. This has a lot to do with your life, and opportunity is here, and I want you to be ahead of the curve. Don't be behind the curve and be manipulated. Be ahead of the curve and be part of riding a wave. At least you'll know. That's the way I feel about it. So we got about 30 seconds or so, Jay. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on. We're going to have you on again. We're going to get people contacted with you so they can, learn some more and to make some decisions here. Just quickly, about 15 seconds.
The pleasure is always mine, Daniel. And I just want to say, next time, let's talk gold a little bit. It's very important we talk about gold.
Yes. Yes, it may not be what you think. I mean, he brought up some things I never thought about, but very important. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Michael Snyder on the other side, jay@cryptotradecalls.com, or call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. God bless you. Thank you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.